At the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, let's visit with Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA. Colin, of course, the big topic as far as your area of emphasis is environmental regulations, I guess regulations in general that are in Washington. And I think the President, Steve Fogelsong, yesterday called it a regulatory roller coaster ride.
Oh, it has been. You know, we've just seen regulation after regulation come out of places like FDA, EPA, and USDA that have a really negative impact on the cattle business. A lot of it, especially in regards to these EPA regulations, are not based on sound science. It's given us a lot of concern. Now, the good news is that with this new Congress, I think we'll see a renewed interest on oversight. You know, Congress, one of their jobs is to really look at these rules and regulations and make sure they don't have a negative impact on society, on the economy. That is a function we haven't seen from Congress in many, many years. But yet this new Congress, especially the House of Representatives, has said this is a priority for them. So if we can do that, I think it'll help expose a lot of this stuff that we're seeing, allow more producers to understand the impact, and allow the general public to understand the impact.
President recently put out a directive saying he wanted federal agencies to make sure they weren't imposing burdensome regulations and going to hurt the economy. Is he serious?
He seems to be serious, and we're going to definitely hold him to his comments. The fact that he put out his executive order and then followed up with that with comments during his State of the Union address gives us a lot of hope, because that's exactly where we're at. It goes back to this oversight function with Congress, making sure that we don't have these rules and regulations that aren't really based on sound science, don't really add any value, and that at the end of the day make it harder for producers to stay in business. So I think that he may be surprised at just how many regulations that he finds that are already on the books, and then also be able to use this for a lot of these proposed regulations to make sure that maybe they don't get implemented.
Along with oversight, will Congress be able to, if necessary, actually pass laws, take control to step over what the EPA is trying to do?
Well, they have that opportunity. It's not used very often. It's pretty hard to do, but they have the process where they can vote against these rules and regulations. And it's treated a lot like the same process that bills go through. Both the House and Senate, they can vote against it. The President has the option of approving that or vetoing it. And then if he vetoes it, then the House and Senate have the chance to override it. So there is the process to make that happen. Whether or not we'll see this Congress do it and be successful is still a question. But I think that will come after we have a lot of these oversight hearings and they put together their priority list of regulations that they want to eliminate.
Okay, what else besides environmental is of concern to you there?
Well, you know, there's a lot of concerns, but I think that overall we're much more optimistic on a whole host of issues than we've been for several years. Trade is a very positive area right now. The ratification of the Korean Free Trade Agreement is something that we think is going to happen, something we're very supportive of, especially when that could lead to ratification of Panama and Colombia, trying to get more market access into Japan and to get new access into China. All these things, I think, have a great chance of succeeding this year with more of a pro-trade House of Representatives than we've had for quite some time. Of course, we're also looking at what we have to do to educate all these new members of Congress. You know, 85 new members of the House of Representatives, that's a lot of folks that probably don't have a whole lot of background on cattle issues. So one of our priorities for this new year is just making sure we meet all these individual members and start getting them up to speed on the whole host of issues that we battle. You know, you look at the House Ag Committee, roughly about 75% are brand new members, and we're going into a farm bill. That's a lot of people that we need to have up to speed before they start taking a lot of these important votes.
As far as food safety goes, and I guess I'd throw the antibiotics issue in there as well, with the new Congress, are we looking at less concern there?
I think that we are. That concern is never going to go away. There's always going to be somebody that's going to raise that. And that's where this education process really kind of comes into play, to make sure that we get in there first and tell these members of Congress exactly what these products are, how they're used, not only used by cattle producers, but also the fact that veterinarians have an impact on the way they're used too. We have found that has been successful in the past, and if we can get in there and get these guys educated, maybe we can stop some of these bills from ever being introduced.